defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. The Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How you feeling today? After that big belly bust and feast yesterday on Thanksgiving. Huh? I hope you had a great holiday. I hope you ate like crazy. Hope you imbibed and had some fun with family and chilled out and relaxed and did everything but watch those clowns over at the National Football League. If I get a chance today, I'm going to tell you about a quote from Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys that I saw today, which almost made me want to throw up my meal from yesterday. I apologize for the visual. But I couldn't help myself. It was ridiculous. If I have time, let me ask you a question. And happy Thanksgiving, by the way, as we move in towards the weekend. AWR Hawkins is going to be here at the second half of this hour. How fun is that going to be, right? AWR on a weekday? Yeah, man. Let me ask you a question. As the lunatic fringe left continues to encroach into every area of our lives, do you feel comfortable worshiping at a church who is blatantly outright anti-gun, attempting to take your rights and your freedoms from you? Would you feel comfortable there? Would you continue to attend that church? Would you continue to attend that service? Would you continue to even participate in that religion? I ask you that because the Presbyterians are up to no good as it comes to your right to keep and bear arms. Let me explain what I'm talking about here. I'm just going to read you a quote. The Presbyterians have a statement on gun violence. This came from Michael Ward, moderator, Linda Crawford, vice moderator, Jerry Utt, stated clerk, Philip Lotspike, general presbyter. Arise, cry out in the night. At the beginning of the watches, pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Lift your hands to him for the lives of your children. Today, we raise our collective voices in a communal cry of lament. Faced with a broken world burdened with seemingly relentless evil, we will not remain silent. Trusting in God's sovereignty always, we reaffirm our calling to the words and work of peacemaking and reconciliation. Now we go to four bullet points here, okay? We condemn the pervasive and indiscriminate gun violence that robs our communities of the health and security necessary to thrive in independent harmony and wholeness. We decry the vile glorification of weaponry throughout our culture that has given rise to vast incidences of preventable homicides, suicides, and accidental gun deaths. We join with all our sisters and brothers in Christ in rejecting this needless brutality and advancing instead the counterculture gospel messages of radical love and hospitality. Let me stop there and go through each of these four bullet points one at a time. We condemn the pervasive and indiscriminate gun violence. So let me tell you how that should read. We condemn the pervasive and indiscriminate crime that robs our communities of the health and security necessary to thrive in interdependence, harmony, and wholeness. Isn't that what that should say? That's what it should say. Gun violence. What is gun violence? Is it criminal gun violence? What are they talking about? Gun violence. Wonder where they're getting this information. We decry the vile glorification of weaponry throughout our culture. Vile glorification of weaponry. You're a gun collector. Are you glorifying? Are you vile? Are you part of this glorification, this vile glorification of weaponry throughout our culture that has given rise to vast incidences of preventable homicides as if no one has any personal responsibility? This country has always had guns since its founding. So I'm not sure what they mean by that, or am I? We join with all our sisters and brothers in Christ in rejecting this needless brutality and advancing instead the counterculture gospel messages of radical love and hospitality. You know what that means? Can't we all just get along? Bullet point number two. We also recognize that the trauma of gun violence. There we go. Gun violence. Let me read it and then I'll go back. I know it's hard. It's hard when you it's hard. You want to go at this stuff immediately. We also recognize that the trauma of gun violence extends far beyond the somber counts of the dead and injured. I wonder if they're talking about Chicago. See, I have to stop myself. Stop it, Mark. To the witnesses, the first responders, the families, the schools, and the communities at large that are left to pick up the shattered pieces, we see you. We acknowledge your pain and we pledge to walk alongside you in your grief journey. We pray that our presence can faithfully represent healing and hope in a fallen world. Again, can't we all just get along? We also recognize that the trauma of crime in our neighborhoods extends far beyond that somber counts. Isn't that what that should read? What does gun violence mean? I don't know what that means. Not in the context that they're using it. Or do I? It almost sounds like they're being spoon-fed something. Could they be? Because I don't know that they know what they mean when they say gun violence. Are they talking about criminals? Because all they have to do is go to any Democrat socialist-controlled city in America, and I'm assuming that's what they're referring to here. Because that is the vast majority of, if you want to use their phrase, gun violence. I'm assuming that's what that means, right? You know what happens when you assume? Number three, furthermore, we condemn the cultural undercurrents that support and sustain gun violence. Does that mean the criminal activity of criminals going from Chicago to Indiana and Wisconsin, as we talked about the other day, and picking up those bags of guns, those burlap sacks of guns that must be laying around up there? Is that what that refers to? The cultural undercurrents that support and sustain gun violence? Or do they mean criminal activity like drug dealing, stealing, robbery? Those criminal undercurrents, is that what they're talking about? Or do they condemn the cultural undercurrents? I can't even get past the first sentence of the bullet point. I'm sorry. Let me go back. See how easy it is? We denounce social and economic systems that privilege some while oppressing others. So I have to stop. I can't. I have to do this. Are they talking about capitalism oppressing some because some people work their tails off and get loaded and others decide not to and expect free handouts? Are they pushing socialism here? We denounce social and economic systems. Obviously, they're talking about denouncing this economic system. We declare that the sins of racism, misogyny, and xenophobia are incompatible with faithful living. Who are they talking about here? Are they talking about a specific individual? Trump? Could they possibly be? Is it possible? We remember always that Jesus situated himself among those on the margins of society and that we are called to do the same. Are they saying that they want all of us to live on the margins of society and be poor and broke and just expect everything to be handed to us? Is that what this says? Could I read it that way? Or am I, you know, just being that crazed gun nut? And I'll leave you with this one, the fourth one. We'll break it down in the next segment. Finally, we unequivocally affirm the full dignity and humanity of all God's children. Any language which seeks to dehumanize or otherwise disrespect our neighbors does not come from God. We are compelled anew to embrace and celebrate God's abundant, diverse creation by advocating for a just and compassionate world. Does this sound like a playbook? Maybe possibly from the socialists running and masquerading as former Democrats that they were before they finally outed themselves as the socialists we've all known they are? Is that, where are they getting this information? Pervasive and indiscriminate gun violence that robs our communities. You mean criminal activity? Because I didn't hear them say that. To the witnesses, the communities are left to pick up shattered pieces. We see you. Are they talking about the remnants of all of the liberal policies that have led to the death and destruction inside our urban centers, our urban cities? Socialist, Democrat controlled? Is that what they're talking about? We'll dig into it a little bit more. I'll finish the statement for you when we come back. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We'll be right back.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. I was talking briefly in the previous segment, well, not briefly, the entire segment, about this statement on gun violence, that if someone is using a gun to commit violence, it would be a criminal act, right? Is self-defense gun violence? I ask these questions for a reason, because we're going to go down a path here. We always do. Let's continue with this statement. Of course, I went through the four bullet points from the Presbyterians. They condemn the pervasive and indiscriminate gun violence that robs our communities. I would suggest that should be crime, right? They decry the vile glorification of weaponry. So the fact that I love some of my guns, these are works of art. My Thompson is a work of art. It's a family heirloom right out of the box. It's worth double what I paid for it, and I can't wait to get another one. Is that vile? Is that glorification? Is that vile glorification? And because I love my Thompson, is that why criminals in Democrat socialist-controlled cities are killing people? Isn't that what they're saying? I don't know. They weren't really straight up with it. So I really don't know at this point. I have to dig a little deeper to find out where's this information coming from? What's making them say this? Why are they phrasing these things this way? What does it mean? They recognize the trauma of gun violence extends far beyond the somber counts of the dead and injured. I'm assuming Chicago's body count that we go over on this program for a decade is what they're referring to. I don't know. They don't say. Well, I don't know. They didn't say, right? I don't know. They didn't say. Furthermore, they condemn our cultural undercurrents that support and sustain gun violence. Does that mean my ability to buy a weapon lawfully, that undercurrent, is that an undercurrent that sustains the firearms industry, which is legal and lawful and constitutionally protected? Is that what they're referring to? They denounce social and economic systems that privilege some while oppress others. My gosh, that certainly sounds like they decry our certain economic system here in this country and are pushing for, what do the socialists like to say? Change. You know, fundamental transformation. You know, socialism. Is that what the Presbyterians are saying in this statement on gun violence, which is what they call it, a statement on gun violence? It certainly sounds that way, doesn't it? These are not my words. These are their words. I'm simply asking questions. Finally, they unequivocally affirm the full dignity and humanity of all God's children. Any language which seeks to dehumanize or otherwise disrespect our neighbors does not come from God. Who are they referring to here? Could they be talking about our current president? Where does this sound? Doesn't this sound familiar to you? It sounds familiar to me, but not sure yet. I can't put two and two together and make five out of it yet. We're going to keep going. So they continue, informed by and as a practical response to the statement above, we call for a ban on assault-style weapons. Wow. The Presbyterians are now calling for a ban on assault-style weapons because assault-style weapons, to use their term, well, any rifle, we don't even know if it was assault-style rifles, do we? Were used in less than 300 murders, 296 to be exact, from the FBI Uniform Crime Report statistics out last month. In a country of 320 million, where it was proven in that Uniform Crime Report that the vast majority of murders are committed by criminals wielding handguns. Oh, I said criminals. I don't know if that was what they were talking about. I said criminals. It's usually criminals that murder people. I wasn't sure about that. Now, somebody out there saying, yeah, but a homicide is a homicide, and you're right. And a justifiable homicide is included in that number, and that's true. We go back now to the ban on assault rifles. So they're now calling for this ban on assault rifles, which have been used in numerous mass shooting events and encourage individuals and congregations to communicate with legislators regarding the issue of gun violence. So now they want to ban a class of weapon that was used less than 300 times to murder anybody in America in 2018, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Report statistics, not the Presbyterians. But that's the FBI. I'll believe the FBI's numbers. And the Presbytery further instructs the coordinating commission to plan and provide an informational workshop regarding the issue of gun violence, taking full advantage of resources available through the Presbyterian Church. This was a statement approved by the Presbytery of Transylvania gathered at Grayson, Kentucky on August 20th, 2019. But that would sound better, wouldn't it, if it said crime in there? Because I don't hear any of this. So I start to look around and I think, what is it they're talking about? Where are they? This information sure does sound familiar. When all of a sudden I find over at the Presbyterian Outlook, which is their online paper, if you will, their information resource for Presbyterians, a couple days ago, 3 days ago to be exact, Presbyterians respond to gun violence. Take a listen to what I said. Well, I started reading this. I thought, this is interesting that since the Office of Public Witness has helped to identify their office of, I guess, Hollis said the moderators, I don't deserve the attention from the media. The church deserves the attention for the policy statements that previous General Assemblies have crafted opposing gun violence, including the 2010 gun violence gospel value. So apparently the Presbyterians have been up to this for a while. And she said that the PC, USA Office of Public Witness, Presbytery Council, has helped to identify 15 states where Presbyterians will work hard on gun violence. And they want to do that in the 2020 campaign. So they've identified 15 states. What do you think those 15 states are? Well, I'll give them to you. Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Indiana, Minnesota, Montana, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Nevada, Oregon, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. Oh, and then I saw it. This jumped out at me. The list was developed in consultation with Every Town for Gun Safety, the parent organization for Moms Demand Action. And the states that they got as they developed and worked on all of this with this statement, now it makes sense. Now I know where they're getting their information from. Michael Bloomberg funded organizations. Not anybody who actually knows anything about firearms and teaching firearm safety, but rather from Every Town for Gun Safety, who never met a gun confiscation bill that they didn't want to embrace and make love to, as we've said for years on the show. And the states that they're talking to, according to Every Town for Gun Safety, where the Presbyterians are now going to get involved in their congregations in those 15 states, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Indiana, Minnesota, Montana, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Nevada, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and Washington, they're not going to need any help in some of those states, right? Particularly Virginia. The rest of them, they're going to need an awful lot of help in, but not Virginia. Virginia's going to hand them what they want. But those 15 states, when they began consulting with Every Town for Gun Safety, they determined represent states seen as shiftable on gun violence issues. Does that mean crime? Does that mean those 15 states have a crime problem and everybody in the state and the legislature didn't mind the crime problem, but now they're okay with coming in to fix their crime problem because the legislators have said, gosh, we've got such a crime problem here. We need the Presbyterians in Every Town for Gun Safety to come in and help us fix the problem. Now we're shiftable on crime. No, they're not talking about crime. They're talking about infringing on your right to bear arms in conjunction and help with Michael Bloomberg's big fat wallet and Every Town for Gun Safety. How comfortable are you worshiping here as a gun owner? Something you got to answer for your own self. I know I wouldn't be. I'm not Presbyterian, but I'd be speaking up. AWR Hawkins will be here next.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I promised you, I told you, A.W.R. Hawkins was going to be in here this half hour today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios in front of this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Oh, and you're hearing the car spots running right now, too. Big announcement coming on Sunday. If you were a premium member, you already heard it because I gave you the information. You can join as a premium member and get really cool inside dope and conversations with me and have some fun at join AAR over on armedamericanradio.com. It's real simple. Just click the button. You'll enjoy it, I promise. Hundreds of you are. A.W.R. Hawkins, welcome to the show, brother. You ready? Let's jump right in.
I'm ready.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good.
I hope you ate too much. Can you tell me you ate too much?
I'll be honest with you. I ate quite a bit. I got a buddy who has a special means of preparing this turkey, and every year I look forward to it. So can't give away his kitchen secrets, but I'm gonna tell you, his turkey is tender and juicy every time.
Oh man. And you know, as a barbecue chef myself, and I like to call myself a pit master, I wouldn't even ask you to give it away. That I'm gonna bet, though, you've never told me that before, but I'm gonna bet that's the kind of stuff you don't want to ever try yourself. You're enjoying it while he's there on earth, and I mean, it's just not something else, right? That's his deal, right?
Right. No, you're exactly right. His name's Tom. I call him Thomas. He's a good buddy of mine. And every Thanksgiving, that's part of the what we look forward to is to have Thomas's turkey.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, I see my buddy Rick Rock, man. I ate his crab cakes, and even though I watched him make them, I could never try to make them ever. And when he passed on, I knew that I had the best crab cakes on earth ever when Rick Rock was here. So I get it. I understand it. Hey, let's go to some crazy stuff. I love this piece that you got up, man. It's because we're going to start seeing more of this. This is just the beginning. Ex-Major League Baseball star teaches kids how to use guns in case Trump loses in 2020. This is fascinating. Go for it.
Yeah, that's it. Aubrey Huff, he won two World Series with the Giants, and he says, look, just in case Bernie wins, let's know how to use guns, because socialism breeds violence and chaos, and you're going to need to be able to protect your life and your property. And worthless humans like Kathy Griffin, you know, they called him out and called him words I can't use on the show, but called him vile names, and he just responded, and he's like, hey, look at the history of socialism. Look at Cuba in the late 1950s. Look at China in the late 1940s, late 1950s. Look at Russia in 1916, 1917. Now, see, the problem is a lot of kids who are in high school and college, when I say those things, they have no idea. They're like, well, what's so bad about that? They don't understand that in 1917, the turmoil in Russia led to that country changing its whole name. It became the Soviet Union. And it was the Soviet Union until the wall fell, and you know, a year after Reagan was in office. And it's just, people don't understand the violence and the turmoil caused by socialism. And always the only people who benefit are the handful of people at the top. And so it leads to hunger, which leads to break-ins and crime and everything else. And Huff is saying, look, that's the real world, and have a gun and be ready to use it.
You know, it was interesting to me that he pointed singularly to Bernie, because he could, any of them fit the mold, any of them.
Right.
I mean, but he did point specifically to Bernie, and I would just, if I had any correction for Aubrey, I would just say, hey, it's the ideology that they're running on. It's not, it doesn't matter which one of them it is. Here's what he specifically said in the tweet, listener, just so you know. For those of you who welcome socialism to America, read about what happens to a country and its people by someone who lived through the nightmare. Maybe teaching your children proper gun safety and how to use one isn't such a bad idea after all. To which, as AWR just pointed out, that vile, despicable Kathy Griffin called him a dumb satellite radio moment word for his comments about teaching his kids about guns. And here's what she said, this dumb F right here. And points him, to which Aubrey responded brilliantly. My boys and I were shooting a fake paper target as I was teaching them safe gun practices. Yet here's a picture of you holding a fake head of at-real Donald Trump, murdered by your hand with a knife. How'd that work out for your career? The hypocrisy is strong for this one. And, of course, she couldn't respond to that. I don't know if she did or not. Do you know if she followed up with that, AWR, by any
chance?
No,
I didn't. But if she did, no one read it, because no one cares about it.
No one cares about it.
She's just... You know, she raises her ugly head when she gets the chance like this to try to feign relevance again. But let's be honest, there is no pro sports athlete, actor, actress, politician who gives a flip what Kathy Griffin thinks. They just don't. So it's all a joke.
They don't care. London Bridge attack. Now, this is breaking today. It broke earlier today. It's still ongoing. London Bridge attack comes as knife crime up 80%. There was an attack today, and as you mentioned, knife crime is just rampant across London, across England, but in particular London right now. What's going on? Any news?
Well, I'm not sure on if there were one death, two deaths. I'm not sure on number of wounded, so I don't want to say that, but I can say this. You know, people will get upset over that piece I wrote, and they'll tell me, somebody kill you with a knife just as quick as time, time, time. And here's what the thing. That's not the point, Woodrow. All right? It's not the point. You can sneak up on me with a hammer and kill me. Sure. You can do it with a knife. No problem. But the point is, here in America, good chance that if you're sneaking up on another innocent to kill him, I'm going to see it. And if I do see that, I'm going to shoot you a number of times, and your attack's over. So the innocent may see you, and he may shoot you a number of times. Your attack's over. On and on I could go. But see, in the UK, you don't have that option. And so everybody needs to understand, 1997, the UK adopted the Firearms Act. It made everybody feel good because it's a virtual ban on handguns. By 2009, the violence in Britain was palatable. By 2012, maybe, I was in my article, the Daily Mail, which by no means conservative outlet, the Daily Mail had labeled Britain the most violent country or one of the most violent countries in Europe. And this is, what, 10 years after their gun ban. And so what happens is these criminals figure out, or terrorists, and or they figure out, well, hold up, I can walk up to Woodrow here and stab him, and he really can't do anything. He can slap me, throw his cell phone at me, throw a shoe at me, and try to tackle me. That's about all he can do. See, whereas, as I say, if you're in Texas or Georgia or Florida or Oklahoma, I can keep naming states, you're in Arizona, you try to stab me, I'm going to shoot you in the neck. You know, I'm going to shoot you in the chest first, then I'm going to work my way up. And they don't have that option in the UK. So the man that has a knife is king. And that's a shame, because it ridicules natural rights, and it ridicules the decency and inherent dignity of humanity.
I will add only one caveat to that, and that is that the crime, because that was brilliant, the crime rate in London now, and I guess it's across the UK, not just London, is up 17-18% year after year, while in the United States, our crime rate continues to fall. You would never know that if all you did was watch fake news.
One other thing, Mark, and it's the point of that article. Their knife crime is up 80% over their low.
Yeah.
Their low was 2014. Knife crime is up 80% since then. And as I say, you know, anybody who goes back and thinks about their school days, everybody can remember somebody who figured out there was somebody they could pick on and he would not fight back. And maybe he could not fight back. And what was the result? They picked on him all the time. They slapped him a little bit. They did all kinds of things to him. And that's what's happening in London. They figured out the people can't defend themselves. So just take a butcher knife from home and see what we can do. And that's one more reason why here in the States, you can't fight enough to defend your right to have a 5-shot revolver in your purse or in your pocket or on your hip, or a Glock, HK, whatever you want to talk about. You have to fight for that right to have a gun, because ultimately the gun is what allows you to defend your life.
You know, my wife did the, you're right on the money. My wife did the deal last night. My daughter had to work. She works retail, and she worked until 11 o'clock last night. My wife went out to pick her up at 11 at work. So we dropped her off because the traffic was so bad and she didn't want to drive. So my wife went and picked her up last night at 11, and her and my wife, my daughter walked around the outlet mall there for a couple hours till 1 o'clock in the morning. And my first thing my wife did before she stepped out the door was strap the 5-shot Smith & Wesson Centurion revolver on her hip. That's America.
Yep.
That's it. That's America. We can do that. They cannot do that in Great Britain. They cannot do that across the UK and in most places in Europe. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with AWR Hawkins, and we're going to start it off with a happy ending story. Gotta love a happy ending story. We'll be right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. I'm going to be making another big announcement about a new partner on Sunday on the MonsterCast, so make sure you're tuned in. Right now I'm talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Sheriff, intruder attacks resident and gets shot dead. AWR, I love a lot of your headlines. When I see one that's just that blunt, I mean, my hair goes up, man. I get goosebumps when I see something like that, because that, to me, is a happy ending story.
Well, the thing is, I got a great, came across a great statement from the Limestown Sheriff, Sheriff's Office spokesman, or Limestone. But Limestone County Sheriff's Office. That's what they said. They said the resident came home. There was someone in his house. That someone was a 65-year-old man. Man, you never think about that. But a 65-year-old man, they said that the 65-year-old attacked the resident. Resident put him on him, killed him. And it's one of those situations where you don't want to be too flamboyant about it, but you just got to, I come away from that story going, hey, resident's still alive, so this was a good day,
right?
And because the resident was innocent, Mark, so that's the life we have to care about. And I'm just happy the resident was able to defend his life, and I do hate it for the family of the intruder, but maybe he shouldn't have intruded. I don't know how you want to word it, but I don't want to be smart aleck or mean. I'm just saying this is how the Second Amendment works.
I'll be smart aleck and mean, because it isn't smart aleck and mean to speak the truth. If you don't want to get shot dead and be called a dead home intruder, don't intrude in someone's home.
Right.
I mean, because now this guy is forever known as a dead home intruder. 65 years old. I mean, that's a little shocking. You don't hear that. Usually it's the 65-year-old victim, had to fire at the home invader who was in their 30s or something. You don't really see that many 65-year-olds. This guy's name was David Lee Walton. But, this is interesting. Limestone County is in Alabama, not too far from me here. And it's interesting, they love their guns in Alabama. They love and protect and defend the Second Amendment in Alabama, as we do in most southern states. And AWR, what's interesting about this, you and I have had this conversation many times.
Guy comes home and finds an intruder in the house, and he has access to his gun immediately. I'm going to bet that this man had his gun on his person, right? I mean, we don't know that, but it only seems to make sense because we see these things happen, and they happen like in rapid fire pace. Some guy's asleep on the couch at 3 o'clock in the morning or in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the door gets kicked in, and all of a sudden there's gunfire. That gun is in pretty close proximity to that law-abiding citizen. So for this to happen, either you can safely make an assumption that he either had the gun on him or he was awful close to it when he got in, because most people who have guns in their homes might keep them locked up in a safe or somewhere inaccessible, right? So, boom, he was able to get this thing as usual, isn't that? So is that a safe bet, you think?
Well, I think it is, but, like, you know, they didn't report it. I know you know that, but they did report he had just come home from work. So, you know, it's a safe bet. Maybe he kept the gun in his car during work and he's carrying it in from there. A lot of scenarios where he would have the gun right on him that are very plausible here. But the main thing is he had quick access to it no matter what, and it may have saved his life.
And he's alive. He's alive because of it, and that's what matters, and that's what law enforcement will tell you. Again, I say this over and over and over again. I'll take this opportunity now. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your own death results from someone taking action to stop you from trying to deprive them of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, too bad for you. You earned what you got. There's nothing smart aleck about that in any way, shape, or form. You earned your own demise. This is America. We have a right to protect and defend ourselves and our loved ones and our homes from people like you. Get that through your head. Another headline that made me... robbery suspect critical after being shot twice in T-Mobile store. You see a lot of these videos on the internet, a lot of them in local news where people walk in, clerk pulls out a gun. Next thing you know, guy doubles over and stumbles outside. What happened here in this T-Mobile store?
Well, he came in and announced a robbery. I'm not a robber by trade, so I maybe can't critique him, but I'm not too sure that's the way to do it. I'm not sure I come in and let folks know, hey, I'm robbing you. Because especially if it's 3-on-1, and that's what happened. He came in, there were two employees, and the store had a security guard. And he hollers out that there's going to be a robbery, and I believe he was wearing a mask, and he had a gun. And before he could get a shot off, he got shot twice, and he ran out of there. And it sounds like he ran to one of those 24/7 emergency centers that you'll see in a strip mall and such. And they had to transfer him to a hospital because he was in critical. And so, you know, I guess if you are a robber by trade and you're listening to the show, you ought to study this example and not follow it. And maybe when you go in, keep things under wraps, try to do a covert operation, because announcing the robbery doesn't seem to work out that well, in my opinion, just with the numerous stories I've read.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, and I'm going to leave that alone. I could laugh my way through that because it's all very true. But what's interesting, too, is that this occurred in Detroit, where the chief of police, Clark, is telling people right now, arm yourselves. We can't be there with crime rampant the way it is. We cannot be there on time. You need to arm yourselves, get trained, get your permit, and be able to protect and defend yourselves. Self-defense shootings, legitimate self-defense shootings are up like, 30% in Detroit now, AWR. So of all places this happened was in Detroit. So not the place to be, right? The odds are you're going to walk into some place that's got an armed victim or would-be victim, right?
Right. You know, I think it's Sheriff Craig, James
Craig. That's Craig, not Clark. You're right. That's Craig.
Right. You're right. Clark was in Milwaukee. But the thing is, you know, he began in 2014. We covered it, Breitbart. He began in 2014 and 2015 to argue that concealed carry would also stop terror attacks. And that's a very poignant point today in light of what we discussed about the London Bridge attack. Because he said, look, it's not just criminals that pay attention, but terrorists don't want you to kill them either. Even if they're martyrs, they don't want you to be able to kill them before they carry out the attack.
That's right.
So, he's just right. He's right all the way around. And Detroit is a better place for it. And as you say, I believe Detroit has justifiable defensive gun uses at a rate of 25 to 30% above the national. And it's largely because of his encouragement. Hey, get a gun. Get a permit and carry that gun. And that's wise advice for people who live anywhere, whether it's Detroit, whether it's South Dakota, whether it's Boise, Idaho, whether it's Phoenix, Arizona, wherever it is. That's wise advice.
a Miami, Florida man. This is interesting. We'll close this out. We've only got about a minute. But again, I love the headline, man who killed AK-47 wielding attacker. I am a member of the NRA. And you know what's interesting? This was a black man from Jamaica who used a Glock handgun, legally carried, to put down a man carrying an AK-47 who stuck it in his face in Miami, correct?
Correct. And another quote from him that I didn't use in my headline because everybody used it. But he said that the would-be robber put an AK-47 in his face, and he said, I made a decision right then. I won't go out like a punk. And that's the quote. And he jerked that Glock and put it on the guy, and that's it. And so, you know, he emerges. I don't remember CNN reporting that he was an NRA member and justifiable gun use. I don't remember MSNBC or ABC News reporting it, but I'm sure that they have it. I'm sure they have it queued up for the weekend. It'll be on.
Okay. That's why AWR Hawkins is who he is. But take a listen to this. We'll close out with this. And that is with the exact quote from the man, Mr. Donovan, I am going to defend my life and those I love. My family is innocent and just don't put an AK-47 in my face. I will not allow that to happen. Mr. Donovan is alive today because he was lawfully carrying a Glock sidearm and knew how to use it when it mattered the most. AWR Hawkins, we may see you on Sunday, right? Yes?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Very good. Fantastic. AWR Hawkins, thanks for being here, my friend, and rounding out this week. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We'll see you on this weekend's Monster Cast. And remember, we close out every show like this, for the most part. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught outside his cave without his club. And here's what I want you to do. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your weekend until we meet right back in here on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Enjoy your day. I'll see you on the radio.